This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Life is unpredictable. We have no knowledge of how we'll succeed or what unexpected turns it takes. All that is outside our control. The only thing we can control is how we think and what actions we take. And the only time we can do anything to influence the rest of our lives is right now. Right now and the next few moments, that applies to everyone, no matter who we are. And yet we spend our lives paying attention to the wrong things. We make plans about the future. We get stuck with mistakes of the past, all while the present time slips by. How do you deal with life on an everyday level? How you think and act? How you choose to be? That is the only difference between a successful, contented life and a troubled and wasted one. It doesn't matter who you are. This is true both scientifically and it is what Allah tells us. It's why we are only judged by Allah on our decisions and actions at any given time. How we act and react to anything. The only time we're exempt is when we lose the ability to make any judgments, like when we're severely mentally ill. But once we recover, we're back with everyone else. So we are judged on our conduct, how we use our minds and our gift of free will at any given time. For the rest of it, we pray that Allah grants us good results, but that is up to Him. If we've pleased Him and He chooses, and if it is good for us. Allah is the best of planners. So if we get our thinking and actions right, every other type of wealth is now open to us. Happiness, good relationships, material wealth, safety. Mental wealth is like the master key. How do we improve our success given exactly the same starting point? How can we use the next few moments to make the best decisions? We're all given the present moment, the same as anyone else, rich, poor, believer, non-believer, pious, sinful, all of us. Mental wealth is the study and practice of knowing how to make the most of our particular situation. As individuals, everyone needs to learn it, and yet it's not something we find readily. It's not just empty hope, and it's not just insightless prayer. We focus on the components of mental wealth. That's what this program does. It's a comprehensive look at how to live better all round, using scientific and Islamic principles seamlessly. It's not just knowledge, it's real-world techniques. It starts being useful the very moment you start to use it, those moments of present time. How will you make a good decision? How do you determine your purpose and role in life? How do you deal with disasters, good fortune, wealth, accidents, poor mental health, all of it? It's right here. If you want to do this program, you start by having a checkup. You learn where you are. And you can do that right here on the site. The checkup works out your strengths and it helps you to clarify what you want to do. It's based on valid scientific measures of well-being and personal qualities. It's approved and endorsed by serious institutions like the World Health Organization and the NHS in the UK. The checkup is free. Just click the link right on the homepage. And once you're done with the checkup, you get the choice as to whether to join the program and learn its techniques. This is where the real change happens. You learn by picking sessions on a topic that you want to learn about. You'll get an idea when you do the checkup. The topics are organized into overall journeys called quests. There are dozens of little sessions in any quest. They all cover different topics with simple exercises, videos, audios, bits of quiz, and so on. Doing these quests, repeating them, and importantly, doing them in a relaxed and optimistic way, is what gains mental wealth. You feel the change almost immediately. You start dealing with things more consciously, as if you can see where you were going wrong before. It's like you found that master key, the key to the back door of all of it. Did you know that praying in a certain way is proven to have the same immense benefit on mental performance? Most people pray mechanically. We think that praying is for Allah's benefit, not for our benefit. How wrong could we be? So we'll learn that and so many other things. And we'll see how it actually changes our brain's wiring. And we'll see that it just feels easier to live. Two main things set this program apart from any other. First of all, it turns the whole idea of improvement on its head. You will focus on what you do well, your strengths, not your weaknesses. I know this seems strange, but it turns out that most people don't know this secret. Your strengths are what Allah has given you to deal with the world. So why would you ignore them? It's understandable you focus on your weaknesses, but you tend to do that too much. It grinds you down. We only focus on weaknesses if they're getting in the way of our strengths. Otherwise, we forget them, we bypass them. Secondly, we do the program slowly. All the exercises slowly and kindly. Treat yourself as you would a child who you dearly love. Allow for mistakes. Be patient. Allow for repetition. This is because you're educating your nafs and your heart. They learn if you are kind to them, if you understand, and if you practice. They require slow, sympathetic attention. Repeat things, even if you think you understand them, because understanding them intellectually doesn't mean they're going to change your behavior. You need to repeat and practice. Treat each repetition as if you've never done it before. Make your mind completely naive to it. That's how you get through to those difficult habits, those emotions that get in the way of your judgment. Forget about getting it wrong. Accept your forgetfulness and mistakes. Just let them be. That way, you will win yourself over. You will learn to enjoy and make the most of your own company. You spend more time with yourself than anyone else, so you may as well learn how to be nice to you. Throughout the program, you'll be making notes, you'll be reflecting, you'll be praying, and you'll be writing things down and making voice notes, taking pictures. You can upload them. You can repeat, refine, and enrich. High-quality mental health is both hard to find and expensive. My mission remains to help people access effective mental health of a professional standard wherever they may be, at minimal cost to them. By subscribing, you'll help both yourself and you'll help someone else who can't afford to subscribe. 1 in 4 places is free. You're giving yourself a gift that you've craved for a long time. Take it gently, be optimistic, and focus on discovering and growing your strengths. Because the greatest act of gratitude is to make the most of what Allah gave you.